For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Our Place, episode 497.
Our Place, where anything can happen and probably will.
Hi all, and welcome to Our Place with me, Steve.
Me, Angie.
How are you all doing? We're all right, I think.
What about? Yeah, I know we've been a while, but...
Yeah, we'll talk all about that, why we've been a while and all.
Well, I know sometimes there's just nothing happened.
There are things where if you know if there's not a lot to say, there's no point bringing out a podcast every week.
But we took the time to do something which we'll talk about the podcast.
Yes,
we've actually taken
the time to do it, and it's now, we hope,
rather
up and running.
Have. I didn't do anything about that.
No, but I did, and we will talk about that. And we'll get to the admin a bit later, because I'll tell you why, because I want to give you the new podcast feed. You can still go to the old podcast feed, except I had an email from someone, Darren. Hello, Darren. Hope you're listening. And he was still trying to subscribe using the comproom.co.uk one. And we've had Our Place dash podcast for about 2 years. I'll talk about the subscription feed and things like that and so on and tell you about what's been going on with the podcast and all kinds of things. So this is kind of another catch-up episode.
A real catch-up episode, I think.
It is. When did we last do a podcast?
About 3 weeks ago.
Was it 3 or 4 weeks ago? Was it something like that?
Something like that.
Yeah. So, basically, it's not going to be kind of the week that was, but a general catch-up.
Can I first of all say thank you to those who sent in kind messages when we said about Rose.
My mum, yeah.
My mother-in-law,
your mum. Yep.
We did have some nice messages back.
We had some lovely messages
some
back.
Nice
thank
phone
you
calls
all. Yep.
And things like that. Yeah.
We did. And thank you for bearing with us as well. Because we've been going over there every Sunday, haven't we, Angie?
Yes.
To see
we
her.
We have been every Sunday.
It's been up and down. A couple of weeks ago, she was more down. Last Sunday, she was very much up. Last Sunday, she was loving me to the moon and back twice, wouldn't she, Anne, and all kinds of things.
Oh, yes.
I said to her, love you to the moon and back, and she said, I love you to the moon and back twice. And so she's still very much mentally with it, but her body's now starting to let her down, isn't it?
It is now. I mean, it is now.
Yeah.
She can't swallow very well.
Yeah, I think...
And think a lot of things are going wrong now like that, aren't they?
Yeah. But we're making the most of what we have left of my mum now, and we know, you know, that it shouldn't be long, I would think. But
she's still sort of with us at the moment.
She's still very much with us.
She's not talking much.
No, but she can hear us.
She's
She's nodding and shaking her head for yes and no and things like that.
She was singing this morning.
But yeah, today she's singing.
A little bit.
So this is.
Yesterday she wasn't. She was sleeping a lot.
Yesterday she was sleeping a lot. So it's a very aggressive illness. So, you know, we've just got to be prepared for anything, really. So that's where we are with Mum. And so thank you, everybody, for your kind words. And keep praying, sending good vibes, however you do it. You know, they're all appreciated, aren't they, Ange?
Yes.
And, of course, your listenership is appreciated. And I'll talk a bit more about the listenership today, because now we've got the podcast on a new platform. I can see stats, can't I?
Ange, yes.
Of how many people are listening and all kinds of things. And whether they're listening on iTunes or other devices and things like that. And it's all getting very interesting.
Does it tell you all that?
Yeah, it don't tell you what the devices are,
no.
But it tells me the percentage that are listening on iTunes and the percentage that are listening on other devices and things like that. So all exciting stuff that we got to talk about. Also more content platforms as well, isn't it, Ange, which is nice.
Yes.
So where do we begin? Where's the best place?
I don't know. How many exhibitions have you been to? Two or three?
I've been to a couple of exhibitions.
You've done some training. I don't think there's anything special to announce about those.
No, no.
You've done some work for people out and about.
I've done some ESIS training out and about.
Went to Worcester for that.
Went to Worcester, yes.
But you've had a more local guy that you've been helping his computer.
Yeah, yeah. That's been another like one, that. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Work's just been going along as
work as normal. And so on. A few new products on the website for you to look at. We now are distributors of the Chotek power supplies, or power banks, I should say. And these are, and we'll have a link on the show notes to them. These are power banks that will rapid charge modern phones and tablets. Most of them will rapid charge. I think there's only one that won't. But they will rapid charge. So they're the only power bank I've had that where my Pixel says charging rapidly when you plug it in. The Super Spots, they charge fairly fast, but they don't say rapidly. So these are good power banks, and they replace the Super Spots because we don't have them anymore. But we have those, and we have other things as well. We have the new Koba Vision Easy Reader is on the website now, which we've talked about, and maybe one day we'll do a demo of it. And we have an Easy Pay system now, which will go up on the website later this week, whereby if you want to pay for more expensive items over a certain amount of months, then you can contact us. You can't do it online yet, but you can contact us and we can get you set up with that. It's called Go Cardless, and it allows us to collect money by direct debit from your account. And I hope it doesn't get abused. We'll try it and see how it goes. But hopefully it will give people a chance to buy more expensive things that they wouldn't normally buy. For example, our new barcode reader as well, the ID Mate barcode reader, which is £970. And you can pay for it over up to 10 months at £97 a month. So if that interests you, then contact us. The number is 01438742286. I don't publish that every week because it's not strictly a work podcast.
No, but some of these things are.
People have asked us to add work stuff into the podcast as well because they're interested in the new products and things like that and so on. So that's happened as well. That's a new thing for us as well. So lots of new things happening. Lots of good bits as well as, you know, one or two bad bits going on with Mum and things like that. But some good things coming up as well. So watch the website as ever. And I'll announce it on the homepage once we know how the Easy Pay system works, the Go Cardless system works. And it's almost set up. Excuse me. It's because it's Saturday and I'm feeling lazy. You know how it goes.
Yes.
Anyway, that's that. But what should we talk about? The podcast now, Anne, shall we? And the platform move.
Do that, yeah.
Yeah. So the podcast has now been moved on to WordPress. We have the ourplace-podcast.info is still the same homepage, but the subscription feed has changed. Although if you go to the old ourplace-podcast.info/ourplace.xml, you will be redirected. So that will still work, and it will still work forever. But if you go to the new feed, that will get you more direct. Which the new feed is ourplace-podcast.info/feed/podcast. It's a little bit easier to remember in a way. But that's what the new feed is. We now have the new feed on various content providers. We were always on iTunes, and we're still on iTunes. But now we're on TuneIn Radio. We're now on Stitcher Radio. And we're also on the, of course, we have been on the Sonata Radio, and we should still remain on the Sonata.
Well, we hope.
We hope. But I'll contact them anyway, make sure. And, of course, we're on the telephone, and you can find out how to do that on the homepage, to listen on the homepage of the ourplace-podcast.info podcast. You can find out how you can ring in if you've got no internet access and listen to the podcast. So you've got no excuse. That's you can right. hear us all kinds of ways. And because we're on TuneIn Radio, we're also on Amazon Alexa, although she's probably listening now.
I shouldn't have said that.
Although she's probably... It seems kind of hard to... she seems to not understand the words at our place. I'm not quite sure why. So
she understood me yesterday, but I think she was having trouble today, wasn't she?
She seems to be having trouble today.
Getting podcasts from TuneIn. Now, we've heard this happen before.
Yeah, yes. She seems to have trouble today getting some podcasts from TuneIn. Should we try it?
Yes.
Is that of interest? Should we try an experiment?
Yes.
Let's see. Alexa, play Our Place podcast on TuneIn.
I can't get the program A Place from TuneIn right now.
See, she didn't understand me there. She said A Place. Alexa, play Our Place podcast on TuneIn.
I can't get the program Our Place from TuneIn right now.
Now, I think that is actually a problem with TuneIn because she did it yesterday. Mm. And she played it to me.
Did to me as well.
So
this worked yesterday morning.
This did work yesterday morning.
The last episode, wasn't it? The,
yes.
Like most recent episode.
Most recent episode. Yes.
So play you the most recent.
Yes.
Basically.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we'll keep an eye on that and see what's happening, and I may well try and report it as a problem to Amazon if it persists, because it should be able to play anything on TuneIn that you throw at it, really.
Yes.
But it's still not reliable enough yet, I don't think. Anyway, so we're on there. And if anyone wants to listen to us on there, you can. The other thing about the new website is if you click on an episode, if you actually load an episode up and you get all the show notes and so on, as well as downloading the show, you've also got a media player now. So you can play the show directly from the website. So all this is good, isn't it? So you just hit the play button on the website and it will start playing the show. So you don't even have to download it anymore. Gosh, we're good to you, aren't we, eh? We make it easy to listen. I'm using a plugin, which I want to just give a plug to, pun intended, called Seriously Simple Podcasting. And it's a great plugin if you're a WordPress blogger, because you can easily add your podcast to a blog of any kind. And... So Seriously Simple Podcasting, and I'll put a link to that on the show notes. And that is what we are using to validate the RSS feed. And now it's being validated. Everything's nice. It's good. And I'm really quite excited about it because we hopefully can reach out to more listeners. And I notice we have something like, when I just looked before we recorded the podcast, I think we had something like 48 listeners today. So this is very good.
Yeah.
They obviously listened to the last episode, and it also gives me the top 10 episodes listened to. So over the next few weeks I should be able to find out what interests people and things like that. So that will give us a better idea on how to target material that we put on the podcast.
Mind you, of course, how do we... Because sometimes they might just hear a little bit of it.
Yes.
They might just be looking at podcasts.
They might well do. We don't know if they're listening to the whole thing.
We don't really know.
No.
It's going to be quite tricky.
But we may see a pattern over time of what people enjoy. What people enjoy and things like that. So, yeah. So we'll keep an eye on that. And it's all... To me, it's all very exciting. It's a new era for the podcast, really, isn't it? The archives probably won't come back for the moment, because I've got to think about how we do that, because there's about 30 gig of archives, and to store them on my server I would need to pay an additional fee to expand storage. Now this is where it gets hard for me, because the podcast is free, and it will always be free to listen to the podcast. There's no question about that. Just opinions. How would people feel about a donate button on the web page? And the money that we got from that particular donate button could go to, just to the podcast, to keep the podcast feed running, and then we could add more additional storage if we got enough of a donation. How would people feel about that? Nothing is ever going to be forced out of people. We're never going to ask people for money.
We have asked this before, this question, but it's probably easier to add a donate button now, is it?
Yeah, it's very easy to add a donate button now, and we could do it, and you could donate by PayPal or whatever, or credit card or whatever.
I mean, how much do you want the archives? Do you care? I mean, things like that, because that's what's going to be the biggest cost, isn't it?
Yeah, do you care about the archives?
Does it matter?
Does it matter?
If not, then you know.
If not, then we'll carry on as we are.
Well, yeah, exactly.
Until we've got another 10 years worth of podcasts again, you know. Yes. But at the moment, they're not up. So that's the issue. Hosting always costs the most money. That's what the top and bottom of it. And the other question is, I mean, and the other, this is another thing that we've thought about, is how do you feel about other companies coming on and advertising their products? Now, I know you like our products. You like to hear about our products, and it's our podcast. So I can say what I like about our podcast. But the thing is, the other way we could raise money for the podcast would be, and, you know, I've thought about this long and hard, would be to allow companies to advertise on the podcast, you know, for something like £10 per audio minute. And that would be, they could either read their own adverts, or they could send them to us and we would read them out, and basically like sponsors and things like that. So how do you want this to work? The podcast can remain free forever, all the time, and, you know, don't bring in any income at all. And if it does, that's absolutely fine. I don't have an opinion either way, but there are ways I could monetize the podcast without, and I'm not talking about loads of commercials. I'm talking about maybe, you know, one company, an episode or something like that.
Yeah.
And things like that. I personally wouldn't have any objection to that.
Oh, no, I don't know.
And I would approach companies and see if they want to advertise on our podcast. If people feel that, or, you know, if they just want us to carry on as me and Angie, then that's fine too. But, you know, it may bring more variety into the podcast as well, because people could send in reviews of products. I'm talking about consumer reviews will always be free. We're never going to charge you, the listener, for sending in a review of a product that you've bought. But if a company want to review their own product, that would be fine by me. If they wanted to pay something like £10 per audio minute. What do you think, Ange?
Oh, yeah.
I don't think that would be unreasonable,
no.
Would it?
No.
You know, I just wonder about how we could make the podcast bigger, better, more popular, more listeners, more fun, more feedback, more how would you like us to do it? I'm just looking for opinions, and you can write them to me at ourplace@comproom.co.uk. Tell me if you want them published. Tell me if you want your name published or not. If you don't want them published, then we'll just take them on board as a kind of, you know, ballpark for how you want the podcast to go. Because it could just remain us rabbiting on, or it could become a real, you know, content provisioning podcast if you wanted, couldn't it, Ange?
Yeah.
You know, real entertainment. But, you know, to a point, that's where we would have to bring money in, isn't it?
Yes.
You know, so that we could increase the bandwidth and add more server storage space, because I can do it, because my servers, my provider would quite happily up the,
you know,
they would do that. So we could increase the storage. That's not a problem. But for the moment, we shall probably store a year or two's podcasts. And the platform that I'm on now also allows for archives without me doing any work. So you can actually go to any month now of the year and find out what podcasts were produced in that month, which is really cool.
Yeah, it is,
And download the episodes and play the episodes from the website. So I think the future of our place is getting more interesting now, isn't it?
Mm.
But I also want to make it entertaining to you, you know, not boring, and make, you know, hopefully grab more listeners and things like that. And so that's really talking about the future of the podcast. Where are we going with it, and what do we want to do with it? I did vaguely think about maybe separating our place and have our own company commercial podcast, but I don't think there's any point, because
that will make more work as well.
It make more work for me.
More work, really.
But we can also announce any of our products on here,
which is what we've been doing. Because it's our podcast and we can do what we like.
Yes, indeed. Yes. It's our place. But I mean, you know what I'm saying. It'll always be free for listeners to send in reviews, feedbacks, comments. We'll always accept that. But if, for example, Dolphin or Sight and Sound or Humanware or whoever wanted a review of one of their own products, sent in from a marketing perspective, then I believe they should pay for it, Yeah. And there's no reason that money can't go into the business to expand the servers and things like that. And we can kind of combine it with the business. So our place could be a part commercial, part, regular podcast, but you'll always hear from us.
Yeah.
So it's a kind of audio blog, isn't it?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
Of what we've been up to.
Yeah.
So you guys tell me what you do and what you don't like about the podcast. You can either send me an MP3 if you want it on the podcast and you want to voice your own opinion in your own voice, then that's fine too. Or you want to just write it in an email and say, I don't want any of that rubbish on the podcast, or, let us find out, let us know about more new products from different outlets and things like that instead of just ours. Let us know what you'd like and we will see what we can do. I did put out a little straw poll. I belong to a list called UK Vise, which is a very good list. It's for UK visually impaired self-employed people. And I did talk about monetizing my podcast a little bit. And by and large, I think they were in favor of it. So, you may get one or two of them smaller businesses that you don't always hear from coming out on the podcast. You never know.
That's right. It's a way of getting their stuff out, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And so I may well do that. I may well let them, talk about their own services. And I think £10 per audio minute is reasonable, and it's far less than you'd pay for a TV advert, isn't it? Which is only 30 seconds,
so. Yeah.
So I think that would be reasonable. Anyway, please, if you feel strongly either way, let us know how you feel. And we will continue as kind of we hear, the majority of listeners. And for the really faithful listeners that have been with us for ages, like Carla and Clive and people like that, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Without you, it's no point talking to ourselves.
Not really, no.
So thank you still for listening. And I hope you all like the new platform. Again, if you have any problems with the new platform, do not hesitate. If you have any accessibility issues with the website, do not hesitate to get back to me. We will see what we can do. I won't promise, but we'll see what we can do. But the good thing is that WordPress is very accessible. The plugins I'm using are very accessible. And so hopefully the whole website is very accessible, and so on. And of course, just because I can, if I can just a little bit of an advert here. If any of you want your own website developed for blogging or your own company website developed, do please contact us. There are different prices. Some of them are on the website, but we can tailor it completely to your own needs. But I mean, for example, if you want a complete WordPress install, just installed, up and running, and then you get on with the maintenance and everything else, and we don't do any more, then basically you could have it as low as $29.99. Because that doesn't take long at all to install a WordPress site to your own host, as it were. If you want that done, you can do it from as little as $29.99, but you can go up to hundreds of pounds if you want a really specific website and everything done like that. And I'm really getting now into social media marketing and things like that. So hopefully, for example, these episodes will automatically be tweeted to my Our Place podcast account, so I don't have to do it manually. So I'm trying to get it so that it does more of the work for me, so that I don't have to do all that work. Because it does take a bit of time to edit the podcast and put it up and put up the show notes and things like that and get it all correct and right. And sometimes it doesn't happen, and sometimes I miss out the track number and things, and Angie goes, "Oi!" And she pulls me up on it, don't you, dear?
It comes out with some strange things.
Yes, that's right, absolutely. So, but I really do enjoy the podcast, but I want to make sure you do too, because there's no point that us just talking to ourselves and enjoying it, so on. So there we are. That's where we are, kind of the future of Our Place and Our Place now and then, and all kinds of things. We've been really sprucing up, if you like, the back end of the podcast and the front end for people, so it's more visually attractive as well. And I'm hoping to get, you know, an image or two, you know. So when I talk about a product, for example, I'm hoping to get an image of the product in that, in the show notes sometimes, you know, and things like that, so people who can see the thing, because that, that will hopefully attract more listeners who are not blind, you know, because that would be good too, because they can be kind of educated on how we do technology and how we do things like that as blind people. And I think that could be good for the whole world, really, couldn't it? And,
yes,
you know,
yeah,
doing our little bit to, yeah, entertain, there you go,
yeah,
people, entertain them, and also show them how, what we can do with technology as blind people as well. So that's where we are. Is there anything else, Ange?
I don't think of anything about that. I mean, no? We've got more to say about this week.
We've got more to say about what we've been up to, as well, yeah, as our place, but I thought we would get that out of the way.
Yeah, I can't think of any more.
No, so we'll come to this week, shall we? Because I can't remember what's happened beyond this week, really.
No, well, not a lot, really.
No, not a lot.
You know, it's just been work and more work.
But on Wednesday of this week, it was a really busy working day for us, and it was also a busy day for you, wasn't it, Ange?
Well, if you want to call it busy, it was different.
It was a different day for you.
Busy is probably the wrong word.
So, you tell us what happened with you first, because that's more interesting, and then I'll tell you what happened with Emma.
This was the day of my eye surgery,
mm-hmm,
and so my mother-in-law's sister came with me. We left, she got to my house just, well, before 5:30. We left around 5:30, didn't we?
Yeah.
To go, and we got to the station, and didn't have a clue about how to use ticket machines because the office weren't open, and there was a few people who didn't have much clue, but one person who did have more of a clue told us what to do, so that worked. Got plenty of time, got a train earlier than the train that we thought we were getting, which was nice.
Yep.
And it went all the way to where we wanted to get off, which was Old Street.
Yeah, and you were going to Moorfields, weren't you?
Moorfields Eye Hospital, yes.
Yeah.
And we were in there before the actual ward opened.
Yeah.
I don't know what time they actually opened the doors to Moorfields, but that, you could get in the building. But the wards we were supposed to go on to, there's a male one and a female one. And of course, I went on the female one. They don't open until 7:30, these particular wards.
Mm-hmm.
So we were all, loads of us waiting to go in. More men than women, apparently, Maureen said. More men waited to go up.
Yeah.
And so then they let us go up to reception on the ward, you know, up there, and showed us where we were, where I was supposed to be. You had a bed, which I didn't want to start with. I didn't need it to start with. And I had a chair. Maureen was also given a chair. I said, I'll sit on the bed if you like. But they gave her a chair. There was enough. There weren't many on that ward. It was quite quiet, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody had a radio going, but. So then they come and do all these checks, blood pressure, they put this thing on to monitor your oxygen on your fingers, which is interesting.
Yeah.
I've never had that till I've been to Moorfields. That's the second time I've had that done. I think I must have ended up having blood pressure took 4 times throughout that day. But anyway, that was, they did that and had to sign a consent form to do it. So they told me all the risks and what can happen and go wrong and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And then about what the sedation would be like, and that I probably not remember much of it, which is true. I don't, you know, much of the actual operation.
Mm-hmm.
And I said I'd probably go down from between 10 to or 11. It was actually 11:10. In the meantime, I read a few emails, sitting there doing nothing for quite a while because I wasn't allowed to eat or drink, obviously. We were on our phones, Maureen and I. I was sleepy, so I just drowsed off a bit and then woke up again and we was chatting a bit. And then in the end they came and they took me. I walked to the theatre.
Yeah.
And then that lay on this bed thing, whatever you want to call it, thing.
Yeah.
Well, it was a bed really, on wheels. I'd call it a bed. They called it a trolley, actually, but I call it a bed.
Mm-hmm.
Quite comfy, and put pillows under my head and under my legs to make me comfy. was really nice, because of course we had theatre gown on and all this stuff. But I didn't have to take much clothes off. She, they nurse told me on the ward, oh no, you can leave your trousers on and all that. Just my top bits off. So that was all right.
Yeah.
So then they were placing these pads on me. I don't know what they're for, monitoring you, I think. And the thing again on my finger. And these little, eventually, after I'd been lying there a bit, listening to this strange beeping machine, which changed in pitch every so often. Don't know what that was across the room. They were wheeling beepy things around as well. It was quite fascinating. Then eventually they came into me, because they were doing someone else. And she said, I'm going to put these little plastic tubes up your nose, because we've got to give you some oxygen, because if you're too deeply sedated, you might just not breathe properly, you know, so that it's to make sure you got oxygen, you breathe enough to get oxygen in. She said, you might just feel a bit of oxygen, which I could, it's nothing to worry about. I thought I wasn't going to be very nice with the tubes, but they just go onto your nose, really just inside. They don't get pushed up your nose.
Mm-hmm.
And then she said, we're going to put this cannula on. I might be getting it in the wrong order, but they did that, stuck that on. Because they put some cream on and a plaster over. I don't know what the cream was for. I can't remember. And a plaster over my hand, so to show them where to put it.
Mm.
So when I got in there, that washed the cream off. Then they put that on. Mm. Which it just felt a bit achy, actually, that's all. When they put the sedation in, she said, we're going to put some sedation in now, and local anaesthetic. And she said, how do you feel? I said, I'm sort of warm. And she said, that's the sedation.
Mm.
A nice sort of warmth going through you.
Warm glow.
Yeah, a bit like that, but not quite as good as when you have brandy. It was a gentler warmth.
Yeah.
Really interesting.
Yeah.
She said, yeah, that's the sedation.
Mm.
And so now we're going to give you a local anaesthetic. By which time, I really don't remember much at all. I know she said, one of the ladies in the room said something funny, which I laughed at. And repeated what she said, you're laughing, so you must be awake. And I repeated what she said, but I don't remember what it was now. Mm. At all. She was talking to another man in there, you know, all the people in there. I was told I might hear some of what was going on, but I wouldn't be aware of much. The only thing I was aware at one point of pain, if it hurt when they did something to my eye, it's quite possible that they sedated me a bit more, because I wouldn't know, and I don't need to know at that point to stop me noticing, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really know, because I remember so little of it.
Yeah.
I remember saying, ow, and she said, sorry. And she said, how is it? I said, it's all right. And she said, except the eye thing, she said. It was, obviously, she knew I was feeling that, and I don't think I'm supposed to have felt that, but it was weird, because I sort of, normally you'd be quite scared if you feel, you know, oh god, this is horrible. And I thought, oh, this hurts a bit, never mind. It was like that, you know what I mean? It doesn't matter, don't matter. That's what the sedation does to you.
Yeah.
Very pleasant, though, being sedated. Quite well-being feeling it was. But as far as I'm concerned, as soon as it was over, again, I might have lost some time, because I didn't seem to have been there as long as when I got back to the ward. It was it getting on for 1 o'clock, I think. It had been longer. The Maureen was starting to get concerned, because it seemed longer.
Mm.
I said, well, yeah, but I had to wait a while at the beginning, and then at the end I had to wait a while.
Mm.
She had on this trolley, as I called it. Mm. She said, we're just going to get your notes. And then they wheeled me back to the ward. But you see, by that time that I was just lay on there, doing nothing, the sedation, as far as I'm concerned, had gone.
Yeah.
But maybe it hadn't. Who knows? I felt a bit weary, but I thought, is that the sedation or the fact that I was tired anyway from getting up so early? So they were back to the ward, and they said, right, slide off to your left onto this bed, which was my bed, and then they sort of covered me with this coverlet thing. I don't know what it was. It wasn't a sheet. And then she gave me some water, so I sat up, drank that, and said, let me know when you want your lunch and your cup of tea. I said, well, any time, really.
Mm.
So I sat up, because I'd had no food for a long time.
Mm.
10 o'clock the night before, wasn't it? We ate food, wasn't it?
Mm.
A packet of biscuit, a little mini cheddars, wasn't it? Yep. So that was nice, a lovely cup of tea. Always is, isn't it, when you haven't had a drink for ages. Tuna sandwiches. Beautiful.
Yeah.
And then me and Maureen were chatting till, because I said they like on the notes, they like to keep you for at least an hour after.
Yeah.
So they, well, I was left there for quite a while. I said to Maureen, I think it's because we were going back by public transport, so they just wanted to make sure, you know.
Mm.
And then came and blood pressure again. So I said it was several times that day. He said, your blood pressure's fine.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
And, oh, yeah, the alarm went off in the morning. That was quite hilarious.
Mm-hmm.
The bloke said, yes, it's only a test. It's all right. Everybody was saying, is this a test? He said, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it must be. Nobody's hurrying to get out of the building.
Mm-hmm.
But the nurse on the ward, you know, he said that.
Yeah.
But they were ever so nice, the people there, you know, treating me there. They were really nice.
And this was to open your eyelid a bit, wasn't
it? That's what it was. It was
to
tuck it, they call it a brow suspension.
A brow suspension,
To put it onto the, they pull it up, stitch it to your brow. So I have to, my brow muscles will open, and when I relax my brow, it will close.
Yeah.
I thought it would feel far less natural, but it doesn't. It just feels normal in that way.
Mm.
It doesn't feel like hard work to do it.
Mm. That's good. And you seem to have...
I've seen better.
More sight, don't you? That.
Yeah, well, it was blocking it.
Yeah.
And it was obscuring it because I could tell... I couldn't see curbs very well. I haven't been out on my own since, but colours in my house are richer. It's a bit, things are still misty and foggy at times, but Emma said, well, the bruising would do, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
I suppose my eye waters a bit as well. I can't feel it watering, but it probably is.
Yeah.
Well, I'm putting drops in and ointment on all the time. Got three lots of drugs, antibiotics 3 times a day, ointment 4 times a day, and drops up to 10 times a day, up to. I can put them in when I think I need them.
Yeah.
But I said, so if I don't think I need them, if I just put them in 2 or 3 times a day, they said, even more. So basically, the more, the better.
Yeah.
But no more than 10 times a day.
Hmm. Yeah.
So, even, you know, so I've been putting them in quite a bit.
Yeah.
Because on the notes it says, as drops, as needed. But they did say, put them in even if, you know.
Yeah. So that was... That was your day, really, was it?
That was it, and we came home.
Yeah.
After they gave me all my drugs and that.
Yeah.
Come home.
Yeah.
Back home around, I don't know, probably a bit after 5. By the time we got to Stevenage, and then we came home.
At which point, Emma and I had left.
You'd left.
So we had a day in the office.
Tell us about your day.
And then the day in the office wasn't that interesting, really. It's just a regular day in the office. And then we went out to London. In fact, we almost met at the station. We got to the station about 4:45, 10 to 5, I think.
Yeah, you certainly missed me.
And we missed Angie. And we went to King's Cross, and we went to RNIB, where we had a kind of meeting-ish with the NFB, the National Federation of the Blind. Their London branch. They have a meeting. They have a kind of tech meeting every month on a Wednesday, on the last Wednesday of the month, I think it is. And they invited us. They invited us 5:30, but nothing happened until 6:30, which was annoying because they originally told us to be there at 6:30. So we was kind of an hour, you know, being bored kind of thing, drinking coffee and...
Yeah, originally 6:30, then they rung and said, can you come early?
5:30,
we've been allowed a tech meeting or something, and it didn't happen.
Demonstrate.
There weren't enough people, apparently.
But we did demonstrate some products, that was all okay, and then we came home. Well, I don't know what time we got home, really.
Mm.
About 8:45, wasn't it, Angie? Something like that.
It was
9-ish? Gone 9,
wasn't it?
No, it was gone 9, wasn't it, really?
Just a we bit got home. Gone 9.
And then I had a packet of mini cheddars, because I was a bit... peckish again.
But you didn't want much food. I got some bread out because I ate your bread you didn't have at lunch.
But I had chips at lunchtime.
So you had chips instead.
Yeah.
I didn't eat that much that day. I just had sandwiches, really. And
So that was that was my day.
Yeah.
And really, that was the week, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Not a lot happened.
Not a lot's happened since, really, has
no,
it?
No, no. So, I think that's it, isn't it?
I think so.
Yeah. Except to reiterate that because everything's new on the podcast, if you have any problems at all, don't hesitate to get in contact with us. Any problems with subscribing to the feed? I know you won't hear it if you're not subscribed to the feed. No. But if, for example, you know, anyone, you know, doesn't find the podcast for a couple of weeks, I hope they'll contact us. Some have already, so that's great.
Oh, good.
And we'll, you know, we'll keep, hopefully, the podcast on the new platform going. Mm. All good. Hopefully, I'll upload this episode okay. It's going to be the first one I upload to the new platform since we've been testing. So, but the last eight are there. I think the last, the ones that we've done this year are all there from January onwards.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So they're all up. So you can listen to any of those.
Mm.
So I think that does it for me.
Yes.
And for you as well?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah. Except to say, don't forget, you can write to ourplace@comproom.co.uk. You can also you can ask to be added to our Dropbox, so you can share MP3s with us and drop them for putting them on the podcast or for just for us, for Angie and I. Don't forget, we want your opinions on all aspects of Our Place and where we want it to go in the future, how dynamic we want it to be, whether you want it to be just us or how you want it to work. And because I think there's a lot of opportunity for Our Place to showcase things that aren't necessarily just about us, isn't there?
Oh, yeah.
As well.
Yeah.
You know, and hopefully get it out to more people, especially with these new platforms like Amazon Echo and things like that. And hopefully Google Home as well, because Google Home uses TuneIn as well. So it should be on Google Home as well. But I haven't got a Google Home, so I haven't been able to test it. That's hopefully a birthday present to come, isn't it?
If you behave yourself between now and then, which is very unlikely, as I've said in the previous podcast.
Indeed, yeah.
Your behaviour is borderline at best.
Absolutely. Anyway, with that, I think we will say cheerio for now.
Yeah, bye-bye from me.
And
Come back soon, whenever we can.
Yeah, we will see you next time. As I always say, next time is the easiest way to say it, because we don't know what's going to be going on, certainly at the moment, do we?
No.
So we'll say cheerio and see you next time.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.